Hello, my name is Lauren Patterson, your host and guiding light to self-love. I am the author of Amazon bestseller, Freeing Your Heart for Love, and founder of a nonprofit to help people challenge with abuse and depression. The intention of this podcast show is to inspire and encourage you through my experiences and those of my guests that you can discover self-love and true happiness for yourself. My guest today is Sarah Fuentes and Oakley Fast. Sarah is a waste and recycling expert and has been in the circular economy industry for over a decade. She is co-founder and president of Smart Waste, a zero-waste consulting implementation company. She is also vice chairwoman of the nonprofit Women in Clean Tech and Sustainability. Oakley is a chemical engineer by background. She co-hosts a podcast with Sarah called Trash Magic. She loves garbage and helping companies and individuals reach their sustainability goals. Hi, Sarah and Oakley.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hello, ladies. How are you, my fellow podcast women?
It's great to be here, Lauren.
I'm so excited. So excited for the topic today.
I'm excited to have you on tomorrow. Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you so much for being here today and showing up to love. Because we need more love in the world. So I'm grateful that you both took the time to be here. And we are going to get into a topic that I actually never even thought about until I talked to both of you. So it makes a lot of sense, though. And Sarah knows how passionate I am about Mother Earth.
Yep.
And I'm excited. I really love, love, love what we're going to talk about. So my first question for you both is, can you share how the environment affects our mental health?
I think this is a really good question. And I think oftentimes we kind of overlook how the environment impacts our mental health. I know from being in a pretty, you know, affluent area growing up in Santa Clara, the place was relatively clean. And, you know, we had access to water and, you know, electricity and things like this. And so I know that if we did not have access to a clean environment and to some of these amenities that we're used to, it would definitely have a large impact on my mental well-being. just to think about if we were, when I traveled out of the country and I went to another country, I was in the San Martin Islands, and it was the first time that I had been in a different place that it was just so dirty and having litter everywhere. And it was a little, it was a little alarming. It kind of made me feel a little on edge. And so one of the things that I noticed that when you are in, whether it's a messy place or a place that is, I would just say not clean in general, that it does kind of put you on edge. It does kind of make you feel a little bit scatterbrained. And I do think that there's a direct impact on the safety of your environment, how clean the air is, the water, the cleanliness of it. And so all those things do have a direct impact on our mental health. Mm-hmm. And so I just would say that if we are in a clean space and in drinking clean water, you know, you're winning and you're in a really good place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I completely agree, Sarah. I mean, we all experienced this during COVID that our only real outlet was literally outside, is to get out of our house, walk around our neighborhood, breathe in the fresh air. And it really does release endorphins to be outside in nature. And it brings this calmness. We've all felt this sense of relief when we finally get outside or into nature. And I also want to kind of reflect something that Sarah said, which is that a lot of communities that don't have parks within walking distance don't experience this same quality of life or these same elevated levels of mental health. So it is so important from a human lens, but also from an equality and an equity lens to have these green spaces available for people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. I mean, yeah. I mean, for me personally, like I'm really very, very blessed to have a backyard that is a pretty good size for where we live. But I have songbirds and hummingbirds that come to visit me. I have a lot of actually animals. I have squirrels. I have doves. I had a mouse visit me. I mean, there's cats. So, the songbirds is amazing. Today I had a blue songbird visit me, and it's truly like beautiful for me and my mental health because I have my desk, which I work from home, but I could see all of this backyard magic happening in front of me, and it helps me with my mental health, and I'm very fortunate.
They even say that being able to look out your window and see nature really helps. I remember a story about a researcher who actually researched the effects of mental health, and she was promoted from a windowless cubicle to an office. And she said, oh, here's proof of my research. I feel so much better being able to see outside. Yeah, so exactly. It's so true.
It's kind of interesting, though, how, you know, maybe people may not correlate depression, dementia, anxiety, and suicide to pollution and other environmental threats.
So true.
Let's just put everything out there. Like people, when there's air pollution and this is going to cause damage to our lungs and our heart, that would make me think that it's going to cause damage to my mental well-being. We understand that in certain locations in our world, that if there's less sun, that people tend to be maybe a little bit more anxiety and maybe even suicidal. Even loud noises and large crowds can be overwhelming for people. And it increases, I want to say it's like cortisol levels in individuals and making them have more stress. So, I mean, these types of things really do impact us. And we're just going along our daily lives thinking that all this is kind of somewhat our normal way of living. But nature versus the concrete jungle, I think being in nature and getting sunbathed and nature bathed is a great mental release.
Right.
Nature. I love that. Nature
is not just for hippies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm a hippie at heart. I like to say I wish I could go back to like the roaring 20s because I really, really enjoy that decade. But I love that. I love what you both shared so much. So what is an eco-friendly lifestyle? I know that you both are an expert in this. So what do you each think? You first, Sarah.
You know, to me, eco-friendly is... It's being environmentally friendly to yourself and to the environment. Mm-hmm. When I think about a friend, it's something that to me is being thoughtful, being sensitive, being helpful, right? And doing things that you know that are going to benefit and serve that person, in this case, Mother Earth. So I feel like being eco-friendly or living an eco lifestyle means that I'm going to do things that's going to benefit Mother Earth and that's going to be friendly to her. And I know I'm personifying a planet right now, but it's really a good way to look at it. Like, am I the things that I'm purchasing, the car that I'm driving, the practices that I practice, am I being friendly to Mother Earth? Because that does have a direct impact on the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we eat. A lot of times there's this disassociation to my actions and how the earth impacts me. We understand that, you know, there's years and years of our ancestors that have done a lot of good things to the planet and bad things to the planet, right? But I think living an eco-friendly lifestyle is being friendly to Mother Earth and being conscious around the things that we practice on a daily basis, even down to the things that we choose to eat. Mm-hmm. Now, I made a friendly joke earlier today that I'm an aspiring vegan still eating bacon, right?
Like, oh my gosh, Sarah.
Vegans for bacon.
You know, so in moderation, all things, right? And having a balance. But I also think setting an intention around one thing maybe you can do to live a more eco-friendly lifestyle and think about who are you being friendly to? You're really being friendly to the earth and then directly being friendly to yourself.
Right.
So that's my definition. What do you think, Oakley?
Yeah, no, everything you said. And for me, an eco-friendly lifestyle is being conscious without being overwhelmed. Because when we're overwhelmed, when we take on the world and all of the problems of climate change on our shoulders, we are paralyzed, right?
Right.
So it's about being conscious without being overwhelmed. So how can people be conscious without being overwhelmed? I say, instead of picking your battles, pick your passion. Pick your passion. So for me, my passion is circular economy. Keeping stuff in the value chain, making last as long as possible. So when I look around a room, I see all of the resources of the planet that have been brought together to make this stuff. So when you look around a room, your desk, your windows, the paint on the wall may not look like anything we've seen in nature, but it's come from planet Earth because we're not mining Mars or the moon yet. All of it has come from Mama Earth. So my passion is to be very conscious about when I purchase clothing, purchase furniture, and making those repairs, making them last as long as possible. So what I say to people is pick your passion. Is it food? Is it landscape? Is it, you know, clothing? So do that, because little steps are much more important than being perfect. Because when you try to be perfect, you're going to be paralyzed. So little steps.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I was just going to ask both of you, like, if people can't afford certain things, right? There's a lot of people struggling with their finances right now. And you both just answered that, like, pick your passion, you know, like, do small steps towards helping the earth and doing your part. You know, like for us in our household, we compost. I never used to compost. That's awesome. I used to just throw everything into the same thing, right? And I even go out, like the other day, we have a pine tree that I love. I don't hate the pine tree, but I don't like the pine needles. And we had that, you know, we had that winter that you guys remember that little winter kind of little day that we had. It seemed like the wind was going like crazy. You should have seen our backyard. There is full of pine needles everywhere, and they get in the plants. And I feel like they suffocate the plants. So I talked to my plants. So I was out back pulling out the pine needles, and I can't even tell you like how satisfying that was for me. But as I pulled out the pine needles, I felt like they could breathe again, because they literally were getting clobbered with these pine needles. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many. So that was something that I did to help planet Earth. There's more things that I do, but that's just a small little thing that satisfies me. Like when I water my plants, which we're on a watering schedule, you guys know we're in a drought. So I still want to water my plants because they need water. They need water to survive.
Yeah.
But we stick to our watering schedule because we want to be conscious of the shortage. So yeah, I mean, I love what you both shared, and that's amazing. So if you're listening, just small steps you could do. Thank you, Sarah and Oakley, for sharing that. So can you share, because you both have an amazing podcast called Trash Magic. You talk trash. I know.
We love it.
Share what that podcast is about and how it's impacting others.
Ooh. Well, we originally started the podcast because Sarah is in waste and recycling, zero waste. And I started my career in chemical engineering. So I had the manufacturing, the beginning of life of stuff, and Sarah had the waste and recycling, the end of life of stuff. And we said, we should teach people about where their stuff comes from and where it goes. So at first the podcast was called, What the Hell Do I Do With This? So when people don't know what to do with something at the end of its
that's
life.
Funny.
Isn't it great? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's kind of still the spirit of the podcast. And then, and then we rebranded to Trash Magic because we started to see this beauty in, creating a second life for things and understanding that stuff has a life cycle and that we should appreciate that, and that you can connect with other people in your community through trash cleanups, through, you know, buying secondhand. So there is this magic in what people would consider trash.
I want to say that when I met you, Lauren, you were a facility manager and you were going through your FMP.
Yes.
And you were in a stage in your career where you were looking to be more conscientious for your mm-hmm. facility.
Yeah.
And the purpose of our podcast is really to talk to the everyday person that is in that type of transition, that really wants to do something good for the environment, that wants to understand and self-educate themselves, but really don't understand all the sustainability jargon. You hear a lot about climate change and activism and sustainability. And then you hear a lot about, oh, decarbonization and circular economy and all these different verticals. And what do these words really mean? And mm-hmm. so I wanted to be able to communicate and express the circular economy, sustainability, clean technologies, but I wanted to communicate to the everyday person that doesn't understand this jargon, right? Mm-hmm. That may not have a chemical engineer background or a background in, sustainability or clean technologies, but maybe they are intentional and maybe that they do want to do what's right for our planet. And so when I met Oakley in a breakout room, we made friends right off the back because it was during COVID. And mm-hmm. she was like, "You love trash? I love trash.
I love trash." Did we just become best friends? We're best friends now. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You're trash besties.
Yes. Trash besties.
And it's similar to how you and I made friends, Lauren, yeah. which is like, you know, we had a commonality. Mm-hmm. We both loved being in facilities. We both loved, you're married now, but we were single then. And, you know, we both loved being able to have that kind of common, thing in common that we had.
Yeah.
Right. And so Trash Magic really is for the everyday person wanting to learn and explore how to, contribute and learn about the circular economy, about particular materials. So we talk about particular materials, whether mm-hmm. it's paper, compost, electronic
glass,
waste,
batteries, you name it. Mm-hmm. You name it.
Wow. You know, yeah, because when I met you, Sarah, we met, a long time ago. It's mm-hmm. been years, right? Has it been more than 5 years?
Yeah,
six
it's been
years
a while,
ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I instantly fell in love with you, Sarah, because you exuded women empowerment. And not only that, but you're funny as heck. You made me laugh.
So true.
Almost made me pee my pants. I mean, we just laugh and joke, and laughter is healing in itself. Mm-hmm. And you taught me so much, just in that time that you were helping me with my day job. Mm-hmm. But what you talk about, the wrapper, I'm like, what? You can't recycle that. Girl, you just throw that away. you would teach me the importance of what each piece of material was and how you got us to almost zero waste. We didn't get there, but not when I was there, but, everything about zero waste and even what Oakley just shared about circular economy. I didn't even know what the heck that meant. So thank you for sharing that. But yeah, I just love what you both are doing with that podcast. It's amazing. And I can't wait to be a guest on the show.
Yay.
Yes.
Cannot wait. Thank you so much for both of you for sharing that. So final golden question I love asking everybody, and each of you get the chance to answer, but how will you each show up for yourself and for others?
Show up in love. Yeah, this question evokes a lot of emotion. Because I love love. I love love so much. I think it's probably the thing that most people desire in the world, right? Other than maybe some people may desire fortune and fame. Mm-hmm. But I love love because it's a choice. I love love because we get to choose the things that we love. And how I want to show up in the world in showing up in love and supporting people in their mental health around this particular topic of, environmentalism and sustainability. And this is a real big intersection because a lot of people are feeling depressed about climate change. A lot of people are feeling anxiety. They're hearing about things on the news. And I just think that how I want to show up is giving people an opportunity, first and foremost, to have somebody else that understands how they feel. somebody else that understands that anxiety that maybe that they're feeling, and also providing them a friend or community that they can kind of work with and get to know. I believe that when you show up and you display love and you versus reprimanding and belittling and being condescending for people, to people for being bad to the environment, that's not how we're going to gain influence and change. So mm-hmm. I think that by showing up in love and displaying that love through our actions and who we are is like the most important thing. Loving people and loving our planet kind of go side by side.
Yeah.
If we don't love our planet, then we're ultimately destroying ourselves.
Right.
And if we don't love people, then eventually those people are going to destroy the planet through right. war and other, mm-hmm. you know, crazy things that we've seen, you know, over the last couple years in our current time. Right. So I think that showing up and knowing that loving is harder. Loving is the harder path in the regards that it's a lot harder to love people, see the best in people, want the best for people, want the best for society, and then want the best for the planet versus isolating yourself. And that could be, it's a little bit self-detrimental if you isolate yourself and hate everybody. Mm-hmm. So I think that showing up and loving is a more healing way of being. And I just love love. So,
yeah. Yay. I love that. How about you, Oakley?
That was beautiful, Sarah. She always does a mic drop at the end of podcasts.
you're probably like, how do I follow that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, Sarah should have gone last. For me, how am I going to show up in love? For me, the words that came to me are settle in and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So that means being present with our loved ones and really listening to what they're saying. It means listening to our own inner guidance. It means listening to the planet and how we can help planet Earth. And I always have this mantra, which is that connectedness leads to expansiveness. So however you can connect with your loved ones, yourself, your community will expand to the benefit of the rest of the planet.
Wow. I love that. Both of you have shared so much diamond gems from your golden minds. And I really appreciate the both of you. But how can someone find you if they want to connect with the both of you?
Yeah. So we have our Instagram page, trashmagic_podcast. So connect with us on Instagram. We'll send you a link to our show. And yeah, but hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, connect with us on Instagram. Oakley and I both are on LinkedIn as well. And obviously, if they want to reach out to us and they, you know, hear us on your podcast, reach out to you too, my friend.
Yay. And I want to leave everybody with this beautiful quote. So good things come to those who believe, better things come to those who are patient, and the best things come to those who never give up. So thank you very much, ladies. I look forward to being on your show and catching up in the future.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. I encourage you to come back for more love and inspiration. If you love this podcast show, please like and leave a review. Follow me on Instagram @showupandlove to be updated on the upcoming shows. Until next time, remember to love each other and choose love every day.